بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, there's a narration in Mishkat Sharif and this appears in Muwatta of Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, where Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi records that Luqman al-Hakim, Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, was asked that how did you reach the maqam and position that Allah has bestowed you with? Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, there is difference of opinion amongst the ulama. Some say he was a Nabi of Allah, others say no, he was a very wise, pious person whom Allah Ta'ala had chosen. And the majority of those of the ulama say that he was not a Nabi, but he was a very great, saintly person whom Allah Ta'ala endowed with great wisdom. Some historians have even recorded that he was a shepherd, and Allah Ta'ala chose him from the position of a shepherd to being such a pious and wise person. And his anecdotes, his malfuzat, as we say, are so famous, the sayings of Luqman the wise. In fact, in the Qur'an Majid, Surah Luqman, Allah Ta'ala mentions some of the advices he gives to his son. Nonetheless, Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam was asked by the people, how did you reach this position? So he mentioned three things. Number one, sitqul hadith. Number two, ada'ul amanah. And number three, tarku ma la ya'ni. Sitqul hadith, speaking the truth, being honest in the mornings after Fajr. Currently we're doing the chapter on truthfulness, being honest, speaking the truth, not lying. So he says, I reached this position that Allah Ta'ala blessed me with through speaking the truth. And this is absolutely important. In all our dealings, in all our matters, from the time we rise in the morning till we go to bed at night, let us count and take stock of ourselves. How much of lies have I spoken? How much of truth have I spoken? How I have deceived so many people? I took false oaths, false qasams. I made false promises. Rasulullah mentioned, Ayatul munafiqi thalathun, idha haddatha kadhaba. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانَ. The signs of a munafiq, hypocrite, are three. When he speaks lies. When he promises, he breaks his promise. When he's entrusted with something, he breaches the trust. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the angels run away from the person who speaks lies because of the odor that comes out of his mouth. Angels go far away. So therefore, Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned this. Sitqul hadith. Then, wa ada'ul amana. Fulfilling a trust. Somebody leaves something by you. He trusts you. And he says, I'm leaving this possession by you. And I will collect it after a week or two or a month. So you have to look after that trust if you accept taking that amanat on. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Allah has commanded you to give back the trust to the rightful person, the owners. When the person comes to you and he asks for his trust or his position, what he entrusted you with, at that time, you have to give him back. And whilst it was in your care, you have to ensure that you protect it. And in no way do you have the right to use that position. Unless the person gave you permission. He says, I'm going for Umrah or Hajj. I leave my car behind and you can use it as you want. But even whilst using the car, you should ensure that you abuse the car. So when it comes to trust, whether you are a trustee of an organization, an institution, how careful you have to be. Trustee of a masjid, of a madrasa, of a school. People have entrusted you with amanat. And if you breach the trust, then you cannot be a true believer. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ada'ul amana, because I fulfill trust, and that is why Allah Ta'ala gave me this position. And the third one, tarku ma la ya'ni, abandoning all those things which are futile, those things that do not concern me, is not going to benefit me in my dunya, for the benefit of my dunya or benefit of my akhirat. These are all futile things. If something will benefit me in the world, for my living in this world, or in for my akhirat, then that is okay. But things that do not concern me, somebody else's private matters, why should I get involved in those matters? Why should I be so nosy and poke my nose and be so inquisitive? Let us be honest today with the social media. How a person gets entangled and embroiled in all these chit-chat that takes place does not concern him at the least. A person who had a very bad habit of wherever he sits by, and the person puts his cell phone on the table, then he'll take the cell phone and he'll like to see what's on the screensaver. Or he'll try to see the status, whatever it may be. He had his bad habit. Any person's phone sitting next to him, he'll take that phone and he'll look at it. So once they were sitting, there was some dawat. So the person who he was sitting next to, he had come there with another friend. And so they were sitting there. So this person places his cell phone on the table next to this very nosy person. And so as usual, his habit, he picked up this phone and he looked at the screen. The moment he looked at the screen, immediately he put back the phone. And this person held his laughter. From his face, he could see that he's trying to hold, he suppressed his laughter. So the friend who had accompanied him saw this. And afterwards he asked him, what happened? He says, I put on my screensaver, don't be nosy. So the moment he saw this, immediately put it down. Things that do not concern us, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ. From the beauty of the Islam of a person, what shows the beauty of the Islam of a person? Tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Leaving out all those things that do not concern him. Somebody else's far person, not even your relative, not even your friend, somebody else's problem. Yes, if you're assisting the person is in need, something else. But he's got some problem, or he did something wrong, and everybody is talking about it. You become so inquisitive, you also want to know details. What is our habit all the time? What's new? What's happening? What's new in town? That's our habit. We need to know about everybody else's problems beside our own. So Luqman alayhi salam mentioned these three things. First one was Sidqul Hadith, speaking the truth. Hifzul Aman, Hifzul Amana, and making sure that you protect any amana that is given to you. Whatever trust has been entrusted to you, protect it. And the third one, abandoning all those futile things. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned by Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala, he says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, arba'un man kunna fihi, arba'un idha kunna fika fala alayka ma fataka min ad-dunya. If you have four things, then if you lose the entire world also, there's no problem. There's nothing to be bothered and concerned if you lose the entire world, as long as you have the following four things. And again, first one was mentioned here is Hifzul Amana. Again, protecting people's trust. When they give you some money, some possession, some item, then you protect their trust. Then Sidqul Hadith, being honest when you speak. Then Wuhusnu Khaliqah, having a good character, good akhlaq. The most weightiest deed on the day of Qiyamah on the scales will be good akhlaq. So good akhlaq. And the fourth one is وَعِفَّةٌ فِي تُعْمَةٌ, eating halal. Making sure that I only eat that which is halal. I have iffat. Iffat means to abstain from that which is haram. فِي تُعْمَةٌ, tu'ma means in the morsel of food that I partake of. So if a person has these four qualities, he is very sure, he ensures that he has not breached any trust. He is honest, he speaks the truth, he has good akhlaq, good character, and he ensures that he eats halal, wholesome food, nothing which is dubious and doubtful, He abstains from haram and doubtful things. He makes sure every morsel that goes into his belly is halal. Then if he has these qualities, he will purify his soul. He will be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loses the entire dunya also. It will mean nothing, no cause of grief and pain to him because he has achieved these qualities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal, understanding these beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these are important things in the process of tazkiyah, purification of the soul. As I mentioned last week or the week before, that many times we just feel tasbihat, dhikr, of course it is extremely important, but this is tazkiyah, no. It is far beyond that. When it comes to mu'amalat, mu'asharat, how we conduct ourselves, how we control our gaze and how we control our tongue, and how we cleanse and purify our heart from all these type of ills, that is of importance. And that is what will make the tazkiyah of our nafs, and that is the meaning of tasawuf. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. We said Durus Sharif,
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illa Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين یا اللہ ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ وی اکنالج وی کنفیس مائی اللہ وی ہیو کمیٹڈ ٹو مینی سنز مائی اللہ یا اللہ وی میکنگ شکر ٹو یو فار آل دی نعمت یو ہیو گیون اس اسپیشلی دی نعمت اف ایمان مائی اللہ یو گیو اس توفیق اف ٹیکنگ یور مبارک نیم ناؤ مائی اللہ یا اللہ میک اس ٹو ذاکرین شاکرین متقین موحدین Make us muqarrabeen, give us a bonded attachment to you, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse and purify every limb of our bodies, my Allah. Every strand of our hair on our bodies, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for every single major sin and minor sin we committed. Sins we committed knowingly, unknowingly. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, wherever we committed those sins, Ya Allah, so many that we have even forgotten those sins we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making tawbah an nasuha, Ya Allah. Accept our tawbah, my Allah. Accept our dua, my Allah. Allah, make us become naik and salih, my Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with iman, make us die with iman, raise us to the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, Ya Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove the difficulties of the Ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever problems we have, my Allah, you are well aware of each person who has raised his hands now, my Allah. Different types of mashakil, masaib, Ya Allah. Whether it is a financial problem, Ya Allah, whether it is a social or domestic problem, my Allah. Whether it is depression or some sickness, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, Ya Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs, يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات يا الله you are the only person who can change our conditions my Allah يا الله you are the only person who can remove our difficulties my Allah يا الله we are only asking you my Allah إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين يا الله all those who are sick and ailing يا الله give them complete shifa my Allah so many have got different type of problems my Allah Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus and the family sabri jameel. Ya Allah, so many people have gone already for hajj. Some are leaving shortly, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are going for hajj this year, Ya Allah, make the hajj become easy for them, Ya Allah. Give them good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them fulfill each rukan, Ya Allah, and each, Ya Allah, each rukan of hajj properly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how you have instructed them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how Rasulullah SAW have shown us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them a hajj mabroor and maqbool, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be such a beautiful hajj, my Allah. Without any mishaps, Ya Allah. Without any accidents and problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, those of us, Ya Allah, or those who have not gone for hajjs yet, my Allah. And hajj is fard upon them, Ya Allah. Create the sabil, Ya Allah. Create the means for them, Ya Allah, to make the hajj, Ya Allah. Before maut comes, my Allah. Especially those upon whom hajj is fard, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the himmat and tawfiq to make the hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, maut in Madinah Sharif, buril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the day of Qiyamah, the Hud al-Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us in the Jannah without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Protect us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Those who are of marriageable age and they're not married still, Ya Allah, grant them suitable partners, Ya Allah. Make them have a life full of bliss and happiness and afiyat, may Allah. Those who are married, Ya Allah, grant them pious children, may Allah. Ya Allah, make our children the Anki Tandak for us, may Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya abrar, muqarrabin. Allahumma ahfazna fi auladina. Allahumma ahfazna fi auladina. Allahumma ahfazna fi auladina. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله give us halal and tayyib rozi ya Allah help us to always be truthful and honest may Allah don't make us lie and cheat may Allah help us ya Allah to fulfill all the amanat that we have may Allah ya Allah help us to abandon all futile talks and futile things may Allah ya Allah give us halal and tayyib rozi may Allah make us only search halal and consume that which is halal may Allah ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.